Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Fairness for farmers is the main focus over the next several months of the National Farmers Union. Fairness for Farmers is a nationwide campaign fighting for stronger enforcement of antitrust laws. I had the opportunity to catch up with NFU President Rob LaRue, and he tells us a little bit more about it.
Really, the big issues that we're facing right now and that we're working on is bringing some fairness and competition back to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of energy and a lot of work done on the cattle markets right now, and that's just emblematic of the challenges that farmers and ranchers are facing in this issue across the board. So whether you're a row crop guy or a livestock producer, the basic market challenges out there are really putting pressures on the farm margins. And ultimately, on the other end, we know that consumers are worried about the cost of their food and it going up. There's money in that marketplace, and it's going somewhere. And so what we're trying to do is raise a lot of concern about the issue, talking about the issue, making sure that there's a lot of education around competition in agriculture so that we can get some real and meaningful change out there.
The latest attempt to return fairness to the cattle marketplace, now being dominated by four major meat packers, is the newly proposed Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act.
You know, Farmers Union is supporting this effort for a number of reasons, but probably just generally because we see this as a good compromise position. It restores some of the transparency back in the cattle markets like we've been trying to push for a long time. And there will continue to be some work and improvement on the bill, I have no doubt, kind of going forward. But now you have not only these kind of different forces in the Senate who have been working on this issue coming together, you also have a companion bill in the House. It's bipartisan, something we do not hear enough about in Washington. So it gives us some hope. Certainly, there is still some disagreement, I think, among the cattle community and so forth. But the positive note here is that there is momentum for change. And folks recognize that these markets have been really damaging for a long time. We have bigger issues that we're going to have to face in the cattle space. And that is, you know, the fact that we have such extreme consolidation there, that it's not just about making sure that we have a marketplace that's functioning, that we're getting good market signals out there. But that we also bring some more resilience and local and regional processing out there. So hopefully this combination of forces will kind of improve situation for the cattle markets going into the future here. But again, this is one side of it. We're continuing to work on the rest of agriculture where these same forces are at play.
LaRue said it's very important that ag producers share their stories because every story is unique. And by sharing that story, NFU can gather meaningful examples to share with policymakers to achieve some meaningful change. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.